20 years today since the opening ceremony of the Sydney Olympics, the best Olympics ever. Nikki Webster was right at the centre of it. Nikki, good morning. What are you up to?
Oh, not much. Just did the morning school drop-off and now...
I don't know you, Nikki, but the thought of you doing a morning school drop-off, it freaks me out.
Just to make you feel old.
How old are your kids, mate?
My daughter is 6 and a half and my son's only 2.
I was going to say beautiful ages, and the 2 is a beautiful age of sorts.
Yes, correct.
It's moments.
Although turning into the three-nager, as I call it.
I hadn't heard of that. So your parents didn't know that you were going to be the centre of attention and the massive superstar at the centre of the opening ceremony. That was all news to them.
Yeah, well, they knew I was going to be in the opening ceremony and they knew I was flying, but that's pretty much about it. They didn't really know the extent of what the hero girl did or how she connected each segment or that kind of thing. They just thought... oh, yeah, maybe they'll see me or maybe they won't.
So did you know what a pivotal role that you'll be playing?
Only as the journey went on, you know. So as the weeks went on, things kept changing and the more, I guess, they kind of discovered what they wanted the hero girl to do, the more she got given, then she got the song Under the Southern Skies. So it was all kind of developing. I guess they had a plan the whole time, but they wanted to keep everything so under wraps and kind of secretive that they kind of only released little bits at a time or when they needed to let me know what was going on.
Well, you are amazing as a 13-year-old to be able to keep that. It's like the Masked Singer, keeping that from your parents. Wow.
Yeah, it was quite – when I did the Masked Singer, they were like, no, you can't tell anyone and it's a big secret. I went, I'm the queen of secrets, you know.
I've been there, done that.
Opening ceremony, been there, done that, you know. I'm like, oh, yeah, we forgot that. So I think I could have told my parents. There was nothing that said I couldn't, but I also wanted them to – I knew they had tickets for the opening ceremony, so I wanted them to sit there and enjoy it like everybody else. I didn't want them to go, oh, yeah, that's what's happening. I wanted them to see the magic, so – and I'm glad I did. So
I would love to have had a camera on your parents going, what is going on here?
Yeah, me too. They were sitting in like a media stand and, you know, I think as soon as I went flying, I think the whole of the stand knew that that's who these two people were. They're like, who are you? They're like, oh, yeah, my daughter's in the opening ceremony somewhere. And then they kept leaning forward going, that's her? That's your daughter? So, yeah, I would have liked to have been there to hear it all too.
So after that, the big limo home after the ceremony?
It was actually a car. I was actually meant to just catch the train home with my mum and dad. We were, because we lived quite close to the stadium, we were going to catch the train back. And my childminder had to call my parents and say, well, they kind of want Nikki to do the press conference. And my parents were like, a press conference? What's that? And I had to go and do the press conference with Olivia Newton-John and Kathy Freeman and John Farnham. And then they got me a car home. So, it was pretty crazy. But my parents were, I think that's when that hit them, really. They were on the train and they opened up the paper that was ready to go out the next day that had been handed out to everyone. And there I was on the cover. And they were like, oh, okay. And they're going, this is my daughter, you know. Proud moment.
I'm just living my life vicariously through them. What an amazing moment for them.
Yeah, I think it was pretty crazy.
And apart from the opening ceremony, we're celebrating 20 years today. What else is some of the great memories of the Olympics?
Oh, I think it's just the whole experience, you know, getting to meet so many people from around the world who volunteered their time, you know, not only for that period of September, but for years to be a part of the opening ceremony or be a part of the Olympics. I met people from all around the world that had given up their lives to come and be a part of this experience. And I was really enriched by that and just being, I guess, engaged. I spent a lot of time with the Aboriginal culture and the Aboriginal tribes. So I got to learn a lot about that. And just the whole experience, everybody that worked on it, whether it was for one day or for months, it was so inspiring to be able to work with incredible talent in this country. It was really awesome.
And what do you do? You've still got your dance schools?
Yeah, I have three performing arts studios, dance at Nikki Webster Studios around Sydney and the Central Coast. And it's about creating stars of tomorrow, giving them a space to be creative and to sing and dance and perform and just feel safe in doing it and meet new friends. And, we've been running the studios for 13 years. So it's a passion of mine and the talent that we have in this country is inspiring. So I love every minute.
I've never met you or spoken to you. You are more lovely than I possibly could have imagined. So.
Oh, thank you. That's very sweet.
Lovely to talk to you. So you've got the 2-year-old and the 6-year-old school drop off. We better let you go, okay?
Oh, I really appreciate it. Thanks for celebrating the 20 years. Sounds good.